Last week, we discussed how the first time a letter, a word, or a concept appears anywhere in the Torah is in its purest form. Its idea is going to be its best. This week's parsha, this comes up again. Reb Tzadok HaKohen in the Sefer Machshav Yischaret speaks about it, the concept of what's called a mishta. And he writes at one point, anything mentioned for the first time in the Torah, shom hu kol koyach oiseh dove, everything. What was he talking about mishta in this week's parsha? The angels come to light. And later invites him into the house. And the English interpretation of mishte means not party. They say a feast. Article says a feast. That means the ikker time. The first time in the Torah, the word mishte, party, feast, is written is by the case of light and the angels. And Reb Tzadok writes like this. What is the point of a mishte? A mishte? Shekasafti the ikker ha-mishte hu heschabrus, a connection. Connecting. He adds on, Beloit imamalachim, enes chabris be'ezim klal. What does a human being have shaychus to an angelic force? How can a human being sit together and act like they're one together? It's impossible. He says, but that is the koyach of a feast, the koyach of a party, the koyach of drinking together, which is a lot of his sefer, this one, Machshav Yischaret is talking about Purim, and which hopefully we'll get to Sudas Achashverosh and Sudas Esther, which hopefully on the Thursday night class that we discuss, the story of Esther, we will get to soon. Back to this week's parasha. He says that the power of a mishta is to create two people, two concepts, two ideas that have nothing to do with each other and connect them, an angel with a human being. So, for us, this week, the week when the mishta was first introduced in the Torah, we should know, all of us who are making any types of celebrations and parties for all types of events that are going on in our private lives or in public lives, we have to understand the main point of a mishta is to bring people, concepts, ideas that we're not connected to and connect them. The feasts are supposed to unite. That is the main point of making a party. Thank you. Have a great Shabbos.